You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A new poll finds a majority of Americans believe President Trump should be removed from power before President-elect Biden is sworn in 8 days. The ABC News and Ipsos poll released Sunday said 56% of respondents believe Trump should be removed before Inauguration Day. A higher number, 67%, held the president responsible for the violence at the Capitol last week. What do you think? What action do you want from Congress? It's 800-642-1234. Ron Kind is a 12-term Democratic congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Representative Kind, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, good morning, Kate. Glad to be with you.
We're having a bit of trouble with your line. I'm hoping it will hold together here. You were in the House chambers Wednesday when the violent Trump supporters breached the building. Can you describe for us what you saw, what you heard?
Well, you know, it's pretty much what I've seen on TV. It was very disappointing and shocking and quite frightening, given the mob that descended on the Capitol. And I think this cannot be normal for our country as we move forward. It has to be a way for us to conference peacefully without force and conflict. And I think in the days to come, we're going to have to figure this out.
In the days to come, figure this out. Did you at any point fear for your life or for the lives of your fellow lawmakers?
Yeah, when I saw Capitol Hill securing their guns pointing at the doors because the mob was trying to, this could be a bloodbath. I mean, this could really turn into a bloodbath because those Capitol Hill security that was trying to keep the mob out of the House chamber, I'm afraid if they had penetrated that, shots would have been fired, and there would have been a lot of loss of life. So as it is, 2 police officers have died as a consequence, 4 other civilians, 1 young lady who was trying to get into the House chamber as a consequence. So, yeah, it was very real, and it was very frightening.
How do you feel law enforcement handled the situation?
It was a complete failure at the top as far as leading and planning this. There was plenty of intel, plenty of information on the internet that the mob was going to descend on Washington, that they're going to take a run on the Capitol. And for there to be a lack of planning is inexcusable. In the coming days, we will certainly conduct a comprehensive investigation. But the match that lit it, yeah, it was the President of the United States when he addressed this crowd earlier in the day, told them to march on the Capitol with great strength and force, along with Rudy Giuliani, along with Don Jr. They inflamed that crowd. They incited insurrection. And so I believe there has to be some accountability at the top as well.
Is there a way for the president to take back any of those words? What actions should President Trump take to condemn what happened at the Capitol?
Well, he should condemn it in unmistakable terms. I should tell supporters to stand down, to not come to Washington for the inauguration. And we are hearing now through the gathering of reports that there's a plan to rearm and return to Washington for the inauguration. And the president should make it clear that that is unacceptable and that there'll be consequences for that action. But it's even beyond that. You know, for too long, the president has attacked the norms of democracy for the last 4 years. And too many have shrugged their shoulders and say, well, that's just Donald being Donald. And let's just move on. And it has resulted in this, ended up with an assault on a co-equal branch, the Article 1 branch of our Constitution. And if the president had a shred of decency left, he would immediately step down, turn it over to Vice President Pence. And Vice President Pence can handle the transfer power because there is no trust at all with this president to do the right thing at the present moment.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Congressman Ron Kind from La Crosse, and you can join in. What actions would you like to see taken by Wisconsin congressional members? What do you want to convey to Congress at this point? What is unclear to you about the storming of the Capitol by Trump loyalists and the shocking display of violence? Join in at 800-642-1234. Representative, certification of the electoral vote, usually a ceremonial process for Congress, but 121 House members supported the objection, challenged the votes. How do you react to Wisconsin Congressman Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany voting against certifying election results?
Well, first of all, Kate, you're right. This should have been a day of celebration. And listen, I get the fact that it's never fun to lose an election. It's never fun to see your preferred candidate lose. But what makes America truly exceptional is the peaceful transfer of power. And that's what the world looks to for guidance and as an example of what democracy should look like. That failed us last Wednesday in our nation's capital. And for me right now at this moment, there are only two parties, the constitutionalists and you have the insurrectionists. The constitutionalists believe Constitution, the rule of law, due process, human rights and civil liberties for all our citizens. But the insurrectionists don't pledge allegiance to the Constitution. Instead, they're pledging allegiance to an individual or to a particular party or ideology. Believe in insurrection and conflict. And they operate in a world of conspiracies. They've created an alternative reality. And it's factless. It doesn't have any evidence behind it. Work any day of the week with constitutionalists, including Republicans who believe in the rule of law. But I think people today, all of us, need just what party and what country we want to live in. So a country that abides by the Constitution, the rule of law, or insurrection, and an alternative reality of conspiracy and allegations without any basis in fact and science, because it's going to be hard to establish those bonds of trust and respect if this alternate reality can be a country.
The House is expected to vote today on a resolution calling for Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment against President Trump. And if Pence does not respond within 24 hours to the resolution, the House plans to move ahead with impeachment. First of all, where do you stand on exercising the 25th Amendment?
Well, first of all, again, if the president has decency, he would just resign himself and avoid this from going any further. But barring that, and he won't, because the world has revolved around him from day one, and it's always been about him rather than what's in the best interest of our country, then the vice president should convene the cabinet and have that discussion about the time. I believe the president is a clear and present danger, given his mindset. He has gone to a very dark place right now, especially after the election, with all of these conspiracies he's been perpetrating on the American people. And somehow the election is fraudulent. It was stolen. We had 60 candidates that have dismissed his challenges, criticism, being any Trump-appointed have been criticizing these cases for lack of any fact.
And we're going to have to pause.
Bad place.
We're going to have to pause here because you are breaking up. We're going to try to get a better line here as we talk with Representative Ron Kind of Wisconsin. What do you want to convey to Congress in these moments? Should the president be removed from office? Should he be left alone over the next 8 days? Is our democracy in trouble? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute with Representative Kind here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We have Democratic Congressman Ron Kind as we unpack the violence at the nation's capital last week and what could happen next. House Democrats, as you've heard, introduced a four-page article of impeachment yesterday, charging President Trump with, quote, high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting violence against the government of the United States. Should President Trump be removed from office before his remaining days play out? How do you want Congress to act in the wake of a traumatic week. 800-642-1234. And Representative Ron Kind stays with us for 10 more minutes. What concerns do you have about how the Capitol breach will affect our future democracy?
Well, Kate, I apologize. I'm on the move. I'm trying to get to the airport, get back to Washington today. Obviously, a very important week coming up. But
sure. You sound better.
We really do need... Well, good. We really do need a reality check, though, and just what type of country we're going to live in. One that is based on an alternative reality, lacking any facts or evidence, or if we still have the ability to reach agreement at least on what the basic facts are, so that we can work hard to find the common ground that we need in order to get things done, to work well together in a civilized society. And right now, I feel that's very much in jeopardy because of all the conspiracy theories out there and all the different media outlets, especially social media, that's propagating false information and misleading people and getting them riled up unnecessarily and leading to an insurrection in our nation's capital. And I'm not sure how you counteract that and how you can best address it, but we do need good people now, especially in elective office, that are willing to agree on the same common set of facts, or there's no way we're going to be able to resolve differences peacefully in our country.
Let's pause here on the article of impeachment introduced yesterday. It has at least 218 co-sponsors. How will you vote?
Well, I tell you, inciting an insurrection on our nation's capital on a co-equal branch, if that is not impeachable, then nothing is impeachable going forward. And again, there has to be accountability. If the president refuses to accept that on his own, we have to send a clear signal that for future leaders, if they're going to incite rebellion, that there will be serious consequences. And for the president, that means an impeachable offense. So there's still a way for him to do the right thing. I doubt he will. But for too long, Kate, we've been treating our democracy like it's a political football that we can just kick around without any consequences. It's not a football. It's more like a fragile egg.
The FBI is warning of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals and in D.C. That's reported by the Associated Press in an internal FBI bulletin that was disclosed. Governor Evers has called up the National Guard. What concerns you about the days ahead as you look especially at Wisconsin's Capitol? I think we just lost Congressman Ron Kind as we work through phone issues this morning. The House is expected to vote today on a resolution calling for Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment against President Trump. And if Pence does not respond within 24 hours to the 25th Amendment resolution, the House plans to move ahead with impeachment proceedings. Where do you stand on exercising the 25th or on the articles of impeachment? What do you want to tell Congress? And what do you think should happen next? Are you concerned about the prospect of more violence? And what would that mean? 800-642-1234. We've been talking with Congressman Ron Kind, who was in House chambers during Wednesday's attack on the Capitol. And he has been explaining what he sees as next steps. He represents Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, including La Crosse, Stevens Point, Platteville, and Eau Claire. We're trying to reconnect with him as he's been on the move this morning. Representative, are you there?
I am, Kate. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Let's move on to the FBI warning about future protests, armed protests at the Capitol's National Guard called up in Wisconsin. Your thoughts?
Well, I think we have to heed these warnings seriously and take all necessary precautions. I mean, this is something that preceded even January 6th. We saw the attempted kidnapping and execution of the Michigan governor last year, and the threats seem to be mounting right now. And that's why I think it's so important for the president now to tell his supporters to stand down, that this is not how our democracy is supposed to work. And I fear that only he can deliver that message right now. And I hope in the coming days that he does.
What can you tell us about a provision in the Constitution's impeachment clauses that could allow Congress to bar President Trump from ever holding federal office again? How does that work?
Yeah, you know, I'm not an expert on that, but apparently if a sitting president is impeached and convicted, there has to be conviction in the Senate as well, that too would bar him from running for a future federal office. And again, that seems to be down the road a little bit, but I think more importantly, it's the precedent that we're trying to establish, that if you're inciting an insurrection against the government of the United States as sitting president, that's an impeachable offense, and no one should have any doubt about that. So I'm fearing that by failing to take any action, by heeding some calls of let's just let bygones be bygones, move on, this is about unity now, that it will establish a new norm of potential insurrection in our country, and we just can't have that. It has to be clear that this is unacceptable.
Twitter has said it has suspended more than 70,000 accounts since Friday that were primarily dedicated to sharing QAnon content, cracking down on content after the storming of the Capitol. What would you say about the role of social media here?
Well, they do have a responsibility that they're not offering a platform to incite violence in our country. And no one has a constitutional First Amendment right to incite violence. But, you know, Twitter and these social media companies, they're not government. They're private entities, so they can do anything that they want when it comes to speech in our country. The First Amendment only applies to government prohibiting speech and not to these private companies. So people are out there screaming First Amendment, First Amendment. Well, again, we need to become constitutionalists and understand what the Constitution actually provides.
What do Democrats hope to get out of the next days ahead here and the articles of impeachment, because President Trump will leave office in 8 days?
Well, we're hoping to develop some consensus with our Republican colleagues, too many of whom were perpetuating the big lie that the election was stolen, that it was fraudulent, that it should be resisted. And actually too many of them voted to overturn the valid election results of a national campaign in our nation. And in the coming days, I'm hoping that more of my Republican colleagues realize the type of environment that they've been complicit in helping to create, and will work with us to restore the norms of our democracy and respect for the Constitution and the rule of law, and not some allegiance to one individual and placing him above the Constitution, placing him above the rule of law and due process in our country.
Last week, President Trump announced he doesn't plan to attend the inauguration. What example do you think this sets for our country?
Well, again, one of the things that does make America exceptional is the peaceful transfer of power, and the rest of the world is watching us very closely right now. This just reinforces that viewpoint, that the current president has no respect for the norms of our democracy, and it just plays right into our enemy's hands for propaganda purposes, that we're no better than they are. And they've taken advantage of the situation, as we've seen in the last week. And it diminishes our image and therefore our influence and our moral authority throughout the globe. And it's another great unfortunate consequence flowing from all this.
Representative, heading now days into Inauguration Day, have you received security briefings about what to expect in the next days and through the inauguration?
Yes, we have, Kate, and it's very chilling and very concerning. And I think all of us need to be in heightened awareness around us right now. And unfortunately, that's the world that's been created that we have to live in at the present moment.
After the inauguration, Biden and Harris, what would you like to see from their administration as to how to handle this raging COVID crisis? What needs to happen first?
You know, Kay, it's a good way to end this conversation, because I am hopeful still for the future of our country. And one reason is because of Joe Biden. He is going to be committed to be the president for all Americans, even those who didn't support him. He is going to respect the institutions of our democracy, the norms of our democracy. He's going to work hard to find common ground. He's going to attack this coronavirus and try to keep people safe. and try to rebuild our economy better and expand opportunities for all Americans. And we need that sense of decency and normalcy in the Oval Office again.
Before we let you go, do you have fears, trepidation of returning back inside the Capitol building?
No, I don't. I think security has certainly been elevated since January 6th. But the great irony in all this, Kate, is that the president's going to finally get his wish of building a big, beautiful wall. Unfortunately, that wall now is going to circle the United States Capitol. And again, it's so disheartening to see that people are going to be removed layer from layer from layer from their elected representatives because of the threat that exists out there.
Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Kate. Stay safe.
You too. Ron Kind, 12-term Democratic congressman representing the 3rd Congressional District in southwestern Wisconsin. Just a note, WPR has reached out to every member of Wisconsin's congressional delegation with an invitation to join us on the air and share with you what they experienced last week. Coming up, we talk with the Racine Financial Empowerment Center. That's after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.